Right, well, we're doing a podcast.
Yes, we are.
Right, I'm Anthony.
I'm Rachel.
And we are in a long distance relationship. And the idea of doing a podcast is to try and shed our advice and little like tips and hints on what we do.
How we make it work.
Pretty much, yeah. Again, it's just to help people out. I mean, we've tried to learn. We've learned from the way of how we get together. We see each other every
fortnight.
Well, pretty much every fortnight, yeah. We only live, I think it's about 60 miles away from each other, which is just over an hour driving, which isn't too bad. But again, with work commitments and house commitments and things like that, it gets a bit tedious driving up for an hour to see someone.
It's not practical. It's just not feasible.
Of course not. So yeah, we met 6 months ago on the interweb. Not using which social media site we met on, but we met on it. And then we used to come up for an hour visit here and there. But again, like Rachel said, it's just not practical, was it?
No.
But then we moved to coming over, and primarily I come up here to Rachel's and stay over every other weekend. Which is great, but my house is getting no work doing to it, so.
Very neglected house.
Yeah. But unfortunately, because the house is mine, I can't just stop renting it. Plus, I work round the corner from where I live. So there's no point moving up here, which is then an hour drive to work and an hour drive back every day.
And I'm not in the position to move to Manchester because my kids are in school here.
So it becomes very, I mean, that's why we class it as a long distance relationship. I know statistically it says 125 miles or something like that, which classes, but we class it as because we only see each other every fortnight. But then the fact is that how we talk to each other during the weeks and the weekends that we're not together. And personally, I find Google a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
Google seemed to be our saviour in this.
It definitely. If it hadn't been for Google, I don't think we could have made it work like we have.
And we're not getting promoted to boast about Google, by the way. This is a non-paid for podcast. But yeah, we use things like Google Calendar, emails, Google Hangouts. I mean, you've got the other options like Skype and things like that, but they're downloading apps. Where Google Hangouts is all in Google. It's easy. It works.
Yeah.
And the Google Calendar seems to be one of the best aspects of our relationship, I think, anyway.
Yeah. Both with doing things together and when we're not, like, we can plan things together through the calendar, but then we can plan things without having to talk to the other one just by looking at the calendar.
And just for a bit backstory on the calendar, Google Calendar lets you create as many different calendars as you want and share any calendars you want as well. So I have my own calendar, Rachel has her own calendar, and then in between that we also have shared calendars. So we have a shared calendar for Rachel and Anthony when we, on the weekends, we see each other. We can plan what we're doing ahead of time and we both can see them plans. And she can also see my calendar, so when I'm busy during work or I'm going out somewhere, she knows I'm inaccessible at that time, and vice versa. I can see hers and see what she's doing. I know if she's busy cleaning or working, I'm not going to interrupt her during that. I know when she's free and she knows when I'm free.
And then Anthony normally rings me on his breaks and dinner at work, and there are times where it'll get close to when he's going to ring me, and he normally will check in via WhatsApp and ask if he's okay to call. And he'll have not done that. If it hadn't have been for Google Calendar, I'd have been sat there fretting. I can look on Google Calendar and then I can see, oh, he was in a meeting an hour ago, it's probably run over. So it takes a lot of the worry out. If someone's not responding, you can just look at the calendar and see, oh, they're doing this, so that's why they haven't messaged me.
Which is really good. Personally, I think it's great for communication.
Yeah.
I know, even though we're not talking to each other, but we know where we are, what we're doing. So if you do need to get in contact, then you know what they're doing when you can get in contact.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do the whole scheduling, like 6 o'clock every evening. But then what happens if I'm busy? I go to the cinema, or Rachel goes to the cinema, or something happens. Then you miss out that day, at least knowing what everyone's up to. And it's nothing big, it's just I'm going shopping, or I'm doing this, or I'm driving, and things like that, where I can't answer the phone. So no, I think it really helps. And then we video chat quite a lot. Again, Google Hangouts, we use that, because it's so simple. You can bring it up on your mobile, your computer, tablets. And most of the time, we just talk about crap. But it's the fact, it's not just talking, it's the fact we can see each other reliably. I like that, I like seeing you.
I love watching you.
I mean, you position your camera angles horribly, and the lighting's crap, but other than that, I can still see your face.
Well, I'm not the videographer here, that's you.
But no, yeah, I do complain a lot about that, but I'm happy to see you, that's the main thing.
Yeah. It's like when you were poorly that day.
Yeah. That's another one, yeah, caring.
You were up in your room for a bit, and then you're like, I'm going to go down and make a brew. You left the laptop running, or your PC running with the webcam in your bedroom, and brought your phone down, and you could continue the call from downstairs.
I don't know if Skype can do that. I've never really looked into it, but that's the best thing. You can leave one in one room, feck off to another, go and check it. But that worked out quite well, that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I could keep an eye on you as well when you want well.
Exactly. So yeah, when it comes to like how do you care for someone in a long distance relationship, then
you do what I do and nag them.
Pretty much, yeah. You're very good at nagging.
I nag because I care.
But no, I personally think it's going all right.
I think it's going really well.
And we also make a statement where we make plans once a month. Because personally, I would love to just come up here and chill and do nothing and just like watch crap on TV. But I can see that getting boring. If we just plan, if you want a lazy day, fine, have a fucking lazy day, relax.
But to be honest, I think you wouldn't, at the moment, I find, because I only see you those 2 weekends a month, if we do just sit and watch TV, I feel like it's been a wasted weekend. Yeah. If we lived together and saw each other all the time, then lazy weekends wouldn't be so much of an issue.
Well, exactly.
But now, because our time together is limited, you want to make the most of that time.
Yeah.
And planning a monthly thing, and it doesn't have to be a major thing. It doesn't have to be something that costs money, like going horse riding or to the cinema or something like that. It can simply be walking to Cliff Castle.
Yeah. We went on a nice walk, didn't we?
Yeah.
At the whatever it was called. But again, that was an all-day walk. That didn't cost us a penny, and it was nice. The weather worked out well for that day, though, I must admit.
It really, really did. But it gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Even if we haven't planned anything for that month, you've still got something to look forward to, because you know, oh, we're in a new month now. We're going to be doing something.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if you don't know when you're going to be doing it, you know you're going to be doing it.
Well, exactly. I mean, there is the days when I come up and you're ill or I'm ill, and it's like, look, let's just, I'm sick. Simple as that.
Yeah. But that's why it's good that it doesn't have to be something elaborate. It can just be...
Exactly.
Do you fancy going for a walk around the local park?
Yeah. As simple as that, yeah.
It's just something that involves not being sat at home doing nothing.
I mean, Christmas was the weather. It's Christmas weather. It's crap. We spent most of the time in the house. But then we still changed it to like one day we did gaming or one day we did cooking or whatever. But again, it's because we don't see each other. We want to spend time with each other, but going to a concert or doing something like that, we're not really spending it together. That makes sense? We're at the concert together,
yeah.
But we're not talking. Like cinema. We spend 2 hours in the cinema. sat next to each other, holding hands, whatever, but we're not actually talking to each other, so there's no communication there.
Yeah.
So yeah, they are good. You know, it doesn't make the relationship boring in the fact that it's just constantly we wake up, we watch TV, and go back to bed. We're actually going out, we can turn around and say, we've done this. And there's a record of it. We've got the Google Calendar that says we did this.
That is the other good thing about the calendar, is being able to look back and say, oh, this weekend it says that we did this, and then all the memories come back, and then should I want to, I can just look in the relevant folder and look at the photos from that date.
Yeah, I'm a stickler for taking pictures. I take thousands of pictures of random stuff, and we save it in all years, months and days. So yeah, you link the calendar to your picture files and everything's there. I like that. I take pride in that.
It's I have to be blunt, we have systems for our relationship.
Yeah.
But it works.
Well, this is it, like I said, you find a problem, you fix it. You don't deal with 100 problems at once, you deal with one.
Mm.
Like, first we never spoke to each other. So we call each other or we text each other. And then I hate text messages, so I send voice messages. But then it got to a point where it's still too much. So then we do video chats, where it solves the problem of us not seeing each other.
Mm.
You know, we have video dates.
Yeah.
Where literally we'll get some food, stick it at the table, and we'll sit down for an hour and talk.
Our very first video date, the both of us actually treated it like a proper date. We both got dressed up nicely. He had candles, we both ordered takeout, we had a drink, and we were sat facing each other, eating, dressed nicely, with a nice ambiance going along, but we were an hour away from each other.
Yeah.
But it felt like we were together.
And it worked. It solved the problem of not being together.
Yeah.
You know, I could have ate separately, you could have ate separately, then spoke for an hour. The problem with that is, you don't really speak for an hour, and half of it's just rubbish. At least when we had food, it was half an hour eating, and we speak while... It's like a proper date.
Yeah.
You don't just scoff it down, you take your time.
Mm.
No, I like that. It was again, another... We try a lot. Different stuff. Should we try this? Should we try video chatting? Should we try this?
And there have been plenty of days where, especially in the early days of the relationship, where it would be a Saturday and my kids would be staying at their dad's for the weekend, and we'd just video chat, and you look at the timer and Jesus Christ, we've been video chatting for 4 hours, where has the time gone? And we're not just sat, and that's the good thing about Google Hangouts, because you're not just sat staring at each other. You get on with your day.
That's the point, yeah. It's not just us talking, it's us doing stuff with you in the background.
You'll clean while you're talking. You'll cook. I'll be pottering and doing stuff. Video chatted with you while I've been playing on the Xbox.
Yeah. But it's the company. To communicate, even though you're playing the Xbox and stuff, but it's still the communication.
Yeah.
And the company at the same time.
It's like having you there.
Yeah. Because my scenario is I live alone. And your scenario is once the kids are in bed,
I'm alone. Pretty much alone.
So at least we can keep each other company. But then we also do, we have gaming nights once a week, where basically I get my computer, remote share it with Rachel, and then we play turn-based games, basically, Civilization, things like that, where it's my turn, her turn, my turn, her turn. And I can still do that while I clean my room. I find it brilliant because what I'll do is I'll do my turn. Sometimes my turns are really quick because I'm really bad at the game.
Aren't you just?
But no, that's the thing. So I take my turn and then we turn the camera off but leave the microphone on. So we still talk to each other. She controls my computer. She does her turn. I carry on cleaning or doing whatever I'm doing. And then when it's done, I come back and do my turn. So turn-based games on that, I think are brilliant because it is turn-based.
And we have fun doing it.
Yeah. She wins, that's why. I don't win, so I'm not having that much fun at the moment.
Well, that's what happens when you go to war really, really early on.
I've never played the game before.
But it's finding different ways of talking to each other rather than it just being just text messaging or just phone calls.
Yeah, because they're inconvenient. Because, I mean, if you have a bath, you can't really text message.
No.
If you're doing something, I mean, I can stick headphones in and I can call you and do stuff.
Yeah.
Because you've got the two little ones. You need to hear for them.
Mm.
So that's not practical for you. But even if we do fit 5 minutes in here or there, it does work. Yeah, it's... I think it's working.
I think so. I think we've got a very high level of communication.
Oh, yes. Which then gets on to the point where we don't see each other for 2 weeks. Then when we do see each other, it's all niceness. We're all happy because we've seen each other. But then when we're not together, that's when we argue. Now, I say argue. It's not actually arguing. The more heated debates. It's mostly in Rachel's favour because...
Because I'm just the best and I'm always right.
That's what we could make you believe. Yes. But no, their arguing is another one because if you have an argument in a long distance, it's a pain in the ass. You know? How are you supposed to show off a smug face when you win? Unless you send a picture. But then that is really being smug, which is... kind of a weird face expression.
But no, it just... It can be difficult being in a long-distance relationship when you do have an issue because you can't convey tone and context properly in the written word. I might say I've said things to you before that have been a joke, and because it's been written down, you take it the wrong way. So it can be very hard to talk about your feelings and important stuff like that over text message, not just because of the difficulty in conveying tone, but if you've got a lot to say,
you
get bored texting it, or you can sort of start texting one thing and then think of another point, and then you're like, oh, I need to get that down before I forget that, and
by then I've already said I'm going out, talk to you later.
It can be quite difficult.
But that's another thing, because there's no point keeping the argument to yourself. Say one of us annoys the other one. Keeping the argument to yourself for 2 weeks, and then we see each other, you've either forgot about the argument, or you don't want to bring it up because you don't want to ruin the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The time we do spend together, you don't want to throw it away. But we have a lot of heated debates. Realistically, a lot of heated debates.
We do.
A lot of... It's mostly about rubbish, though. It's never about the relationship, though.
No.
I don't think we've ever had one of them heated debates about the relationship.
No, it's always been random things about, like, politics or movies or music or just really inconsequential things that don't actually really have any direct bearing on our relationship.
And 9 times out of 10, no one wins. It's just... I've got to go now. All right. Love you. See you in a bit.
Bye. Yeah. And when we have heated debates, you know, we'll be like talking our points out quite strongly, and then all of a sudden the subject just gets completely changed. And what I really, really like is we can have quite heated debates. But as soon as the subject changes, for me, it feels like that heated debate never happened.
Yeah, exactly.
There doesn't feel like there's a grudge held or that your opinion of me has changed. It's there and done.
It's a vent.
Yeah.
In effect. Now, like I said, 9 times out of 10, no one's right or wrong. It's just your opinion.
Yeah.
And half of it is your opinion. 9 times out of 10, half, nearer to 10. So, yeah, it is. It's the opinion. And, you know,
everybody has their own opinion.
But I think we get rid of most of that by doing that. So when we do see each other on a weekend, it's not that much. But it also depends on what mood you're in. I hate driving. And me driving up here, I've told you this a million times, I hate driving. I'm actually on motion sickness tablets because I don't like driving. It knocks me sick. Like, literally. But yeah. So I try to avoid as much driving as I can. So that's why I would love to pop up here one night. Finish work, pop up here, see you for a few hours and go home. But for me feeling sick, it's not worth it.
No.
You know, when I get here, I feel like crap because I feel sick. So it takes me an hour or two to get my head straight, and then I've got to build myself up to drive home. So me seeing you for 4 hours isn't enough.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally it's great, but physically I just feel sick. The pros and cons of it are just too much.
Mm.
So, like, Christmas I had 2 weeks off work, and you were off, so it was great. We could just spend time together.
Yeah.
And then we got real lazy and did nothing for like 3 days.
And just ate crap.
Yeah. That's another thing. I'm getting content in a relationship. Started getting fat again. I know you're doing fine, but I'm not.
That's because you got lazy, though. You used to cycle all the time when I first met you. Now you just drive all the time.
It got cold. I met you in the summer. I met you in the summer.
Yes, and I've seen your vlogs where you've been cycling to work in the Beast from the East.
Yeah, that was in the summer. The temperature was still like 6 degrees.
The Beast from the East.
It was still 6 degrees. It wasn't that cold.
The Beast from the East was in March.
That's springtime, summertime.
Summertime.
I've got you now. I don't need to look good. Let's see how long that lasts.
Whereas I am ensuring that I try and stay as trim as possible. Because age is against me.
You just want an excuse for me to come up.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, there is a big age gap between us as well. 9 years. I'm not telling you which in which favour, but there's 9 years between us. I don't think that's an issue. I never found it an issue.
No. Probably because I'm about as childish as you.
True. Maybe more. But statistically, men die like 9 years earlier than women, so we might get a coffin together at the same time. So.
I like the way how you're like, well, I'm not going to say which way it's in favour after I've made a comment about my age being against me, and then you go and say that.
You brought age up.
But another thing that I love is we try not to take too much too seriously when we are together.
I never take you seriously.
But like, just and the little things like dancing around the kitchen and singing together and just stuff like that. All our silliness.
It's fun, I like it.
I think we're a lot sillier when we're together than when we're like messaging and calling and stuff.
Well, you said you can't really express yourself though, can you?
But even when we're on video chats.
Again, you've got to stay in the picture frame. If I'm in your kitchen, I can dance around your whole kitchen and you can see me if you want to see me. If I put a webcam up in my kitchen, I can dance around the whole kitchen and you only can see from one angle from a certain spot.
Yeah.
So it's not the same. Plus, it's like wooing on your own. You go woo, it sounds rubbish. You woo in a crowd and you go, yeah, this is mint.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of scenario. But no, I think we handle it quite well.
Well, it's lasting and
it's working.
Yeah. Nothing. So far there has been no sort of change in the excitement that I feel on a Friday before you come down. I'm just as excited now as I was at the start.
See, that's another thing.
Nothing's fizzled away.
Would that, if we weren't in a long distance relationship, would that change?
What, if we saw each other more?
Yeah, if I lived next door. So I don't live with you, but I live next door. Would that excitement would disappear because it's not as good. So we get the benefit and the pro of.
I don't necessarily. I don't think so personally. Because I had that 2 weeks with you at Christmas.
Yeah, but that was planned for. That's the difference. We planned that I would spend 2 weeks there.
You know. Yeah, but I'm saying that I didn't over that too long. You know, that was an extended period of us being together as opposed to a fortnight. Yeah,
but the 2 weeks you knew there was an end date. You knew after Christmas it was ending and I have to go back to Manchester. So because there's an end date, because it's in your head, you know there's an end date, you're trying to stay as happy as possible during it because you know I'm going to go soon.
Maybe. But I just don't think I'll ever get bored of spending time with you.
God's
sake. Well, you shouldn't be so damn wonderful.
No, I hit... I know it was me, is I I want to come up here, but I hate driving. That really upsets me and it knocks me sick. So again, I really don't like it. So how excited I am, it still knocks me down on the fact that I have to drive. So like tomorrow, I'm going home tomorrow. I'll feel sick. Tomorrow won't be the same as if like today. Today I can relax, do what I want and be myself around you. Tomorrow I'm more tense.
Yeah.
Which, again, I hate. But...
And it's hard as well because you've got to think about, like, seeing the kids as well.
Well, exactly. So I try and make it, like, last week I came up for 2 hours, no, more, about 6 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that. Which is great. I just came in, we played some Minecraft, had some food, and that was it. I seem to get on well with the kids as well, which is really good. Which is a bonus.
They've really taken to you. They adore you.
They're good.
But it must be hard, trying to balance everything between wanting to see me, just me, and be able to spend time with just me, and then being able to spend time with the kids and me as a family, and balancing sorting the house out, sorting the garden out.
Yeah, because I have my own life that I've spent like the last year. So that was my life, that was my scenario. It's a good word, isn't it? Scenario. But anyway, that was my life, basically. And now I've brought you in, where it's every other weekend. So it's fine, I can cut one of my weekends away and do that. But now, with the kids as well, so I'll come up. Bank holidays don't count, holidays don't count because the kids are off, so I can see them.
Mm.
And I'll be off as well, so it's fine. But normal weekends, if I came up every weekend, but didn't stay over, then I'm not getting any time to myself.
Yeah.
I don't say I need time to myself. I need that time to cut the grass. It takes me near enough half a day to do the garden.
Yeah.
So that's half a day taken, and after that, you're buggered, so you don't want to do anything. Normally, I stick on a film and relax. So I'm like juggling. But it works.
Plate spinning.
Yeah.
But so far, I would say we've been really, really successful.
Yeah, I have. But again, I think communication-wise, I mean, communication is a big thing in relationships anyway. But especially in our relationship, long distance one, it's the key component to everything.
Yeah.
My personal opinion anyway. Because it's, if we can find a way to help that, so Google. I mean, it's not just, it's like all the Google Sheets, Google Drive, photos. Everything, if I take a picture and you want to see it, I'm not going to send it you over a messaging app, I can just put it on Google.
Yeah.
And you can access it on your computer. And
especially when it's things like, oh, we've just spent a day together and we've got hundreds of photos.
Yeah, me sending them over, them over WhatsApp as well.
It's just not going to happen.
Well, even if I did, then your phone's only a small screen. So then you've got to take them off your phone and put on your computer.
Mm.
At least if you put them onto like Google Photos, a storage thing, open your computer, phone, share them, whatever.
Mm.
It's easy enough.
Google Home.
Google Home's great as well. We've both got a Google Home each. And we can control each other's lights and different...
Broadcast on each other's. So when he's at home, I can get Google to broadcast a message on his Google Home. So...
Yeah, so I can hear stuff. I use Google Assistant to send you a message. So basically when I'm like on the way to work, if I'm driving and I know I'm going to be driving in like a routine, but I can start work within an hour, so the routine changes, but we're still within the hour. So I tell Google I'm going to work, and basically it'll send you a message saying I'm setting off.
Mm.
So basically it tells her, don't call me, because I'm busy, I'm driving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though it's in the calendar saying I'll be driving or whatever, but yeah.
There have been days where it said that you're going to be driving from 7 to 8:30 and you've not gone in till 8:30.
Exactly, yeah. So at least the text message tells you, I'm driving, I'm inaccessible for the next. Because if you rang me and I didn't answer, straight away you're going to think of the worst.
Yeah.
And then you'll ring again and I won't answer. Now, most time I put the phone in the phone holder and I'll keep my headphones on. So I can answer it on the headphones. But sometimes if I'm in a rush, I'll get the phone, throw it in the bag and get in the car. The Bluetooth still works, so I still listen to music, but I can't answer the phone and stuff.
Yeah.
So me sending you a quick message, I don't even have to think of sending you the message. I just tell Google we're going to work, saying we're going home.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think communication is one of the biggest hurdles.
Yeah. And there's little, with the Google Home, there have been, there's little, they're non-verbal ways of communication, like changing, I will randomly change your hallway light to a different colour to let you know that I'm thinking about you.
Which is annoying as hell when you're like trying to put dog food out and it changes to like a dark green, so it just goes black and it's like... it's little, tiny little things like that.
And you do that as well. You change mine.
It's purple. Which really gets dark, though.
Yeah.
It's still light, but you can't see what you're doing. If you were doing something, you know what I mean? So you stood on one foot hanging a picture and then your light just goes purple. Right? You're like, oh, he's thinking about it, but yes, but I'm going to die.
But again, with the whole caring for someone, you've turned my light off for me.
That's true. Yeah, when you fell asleep on video chat and stuff like that, just turn light off. We also need a mood lamp. Just get a lamp, fill it up, stick a Google light bulb in, and then you can change it to whatever colours. That way we can express our anger even more. Seriously, get a little one each, right? And if you're really annoyed, you change it to red. So when I look at it, I can put your face next to it and go, I'm not speaking to her yet. She's very angry. Either she's forgot to change the colour, or she's still angry. You know? Then you can have like a nice yellow for like agitated. Then what's calm? Blue? Blue calm?
Yeah.
Oh, white.
Oh no, is it green?
White. No, green's Envy.
What? No, they paint like hospital ward a particular colour because it's supposed to be calming. I'm sure it was green.
I have no idea. How the hell is a hospital calming anyway?
Exactly, that's why they use green or blue to try and calm people down.
Well, it's not working. Just see that colour and gets me more agitated. No, I think that'll work.
Yeah.
But it's using little things, isn't it?
Little ways to let each other know that they're on your mind. Because you can, when you're living with someone, it's easier to do like little love notes snuck in a lunchbox and stuff like that. When you only see each other every other weekend, you can't do that sort of thing.
Yeah, I just want flush when I leave tomorrow. There's a little... that, but you know what I mean? I understand what you're saying.
Oh, how do I put up with you?
You really don't. You only put up with me once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But no, things like Google, video chats, even like little like spreadsheets we do, Word documents. I mean, recipes. We did mint tea today.
Mm.
Real nice. And basically, I've written it on a document on Google and shared it with you.
We're watching Chuck together, series. And when we first started watching it, we were watching it every time we saw each other. And then we had a bit of a break from it. And it was a bit of a nightmare trying to remember what episode we were on. So you shared a document.
It's on there.
And both of us can edit it, so we can keep up to date on stuff like that.
Yeah.
Google has really, really, really made it easier.
It's free as well.
For our relationship.
You know, compared to all the other stuff, like Skype, I think you have to pay for Skype.
No, Skype's free.
There is some pay ones you can do. I keep coming up and it says pay in the bottom corner. I'm like, nah.
No, Skype's always been free, because that's...
Yeah, I could use it.
Well, I think they use WhatsApp video call now, but when they were using my phone, they used to use Skype.
But no, I like it. I think it was a test at first to see if Google worked. You know, the communication levels, the pictures, the videos, everything we do. I think it's working.
I do. I agree.
You'll see us on this podcast in 2 weeks, really annoyed with each other because someone's done something, and there'll be a whole different scenario then. But no, this is it, we plan on releasing this every 2 weeks when we see each other. Spend half an hour, it's not just talking about our relationship, it's also discussing any issues in our relationship. That's the plan. Like, communication is a big issue, but we've kind of done all the hurdles. I think we've solved all them problems. And it is literally just taking one problem at a time. One, I don't speak to you enough. Solve it. Text messages, timed video call, timed normal phone calls, then like seeing each other, sending pictures daily, video chatting daily, and then we don't do any enough activities with each other, so it's fine. When we're not together, we'll pick a day where we game online with each other. Even if it's something as simple as playing chess online or like tic-tac-toe or something like that, it doesn't matter, as you're spending that's your time together.
Yeah.
And then video dates, online, online video dates. God, if the internet went down, we'll be buggered.
We would.
I have to write a letter.
We'd be screwed.
Yeah, our relationship is based around the internet. So I just want to say thank you to Google.
Yes. God bless you. Because I would say about 90% of our relationship is done
Of yeah, of a Google.
online.
It is when you think about it, yeah.
If it's not WhatsApp, it's Hangouts.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason we use WhatsApp is because everyone else uses WhatsApp. Excuse me. Oh, tired.
Well, I use it because you can send pictures for free. It costs to do pictures through
Text messages.
text messages.
Yeah, but that's it. You could use Facebook. You could use Google Hangouts for text messaging. The fact we use WhatsApp is because pretty much everyone else uses WhatsApp. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people that use Facebook Messenger. I know a lot of people that use WhatsApp. I never used to use WhatsApp because I didn't have any friends at the time who used it. They all used Facebook Messenger. And then they went from that to WhatsApp because that's more widely spread. But we don't have to do that. We could use.
See, I've just always used WhatsApp as instead of text messages.
Yeah.
I don't tend to use Messenger's more of a backup for me.
Well, I try and use text WhatsApp now because everyone else uses it. So I try and use it more. But yeah, when the internet goes down, text messages.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, I hope this gives some advice. It might not be the best advice, but give it a go. We tried it and it worked for us. So yeah.
Yeah, give it a try. Can't hurt.
No. It's Google, it's free. It's
And
not
it
gonna
might
cost you
help.
anything. But anyway, so we're planning on releasing one of these every 2 weeks. That's the plan anyway, unless one of us is busy and we don't see each other. But basically every time we come up and see each other, we'll give advice, updates, and general ideas more than anything. And we're not saying the solutions work, they might not work. We've tried loads of other stuff that didn't work. But routine communication seems to work.
No.
Right, anyway, it's been over half an hour now, so we planned half an hour for this. Well, the idea is to keep it to half an hour, so.
But apparently we just both talk way too much.
Yeah. It's because, again, because we don't see each other, so we need to talk. Right, we'll cut it off here, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
See ya.